Section 3.2, transferring content from the computer to the storage card bookshelves. Now let's go and get some content from my computer hard drive and transfer it to this storage card. I'm going to go to the desktop.
Windows M, desktop.
And I'm going to go to My Documents.
My Documents.
And there it is. I'm going to open it.
Enter. C:\Users.
Now I'm in My Documents. And on my particular computer, I store all the books that I want to transfer to the stream in a subfolder of My Documents called Books. If I press the letter B,
B books.
There it is. I'm going to open the Books subfolder of My Documents.
Enter C:\Users\Jerick\Documents\Books. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected DAISY 2011-0.
And what we have here is a DAISY subfolder inside my Books subfolder inside my Documents. I'm going to down arrow. I have some other subfolders inside this Books folder.
Other.
Other is where I keep the files that I want to transfer to my other Books bookshelf.
Podcasts.
Podcast is where I keep the audio files that I want to transfer to my Podcasts bookshelf.
Text.
And text is where I keep the files that I want to transfer to my Text bookshelf. I'm going to go back up to the DAISY folder.
Podcast. Other. DAISY.
And I'm going to press enter. Open it.
Enter. C:\Users\Jerick\Documents\Books\DAISY. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected DAISY CNIB book dash Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking 2011.
So here we have another subfolder. And I want to transfer this book. It's a DAISY book. I want to transfer it to the DAISY Talking Books bookshelf on my storage card, the $VRDTB reserved folder. All I need to do this is select it.
Space, DAISY CNIB book dash Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
And now I can use the Control C shortcut to copy this book folder to my clipboard.
Copied.
If I'm a mouse user, I can simply drag and drop this to the VRDTB reserve folder on the storage card. Since I'm a keyboard user, I'm now going to press the Alt tab and switch back to the window that has my storage card.
Alt tab, E:\E:\ items view multi-select list box, $VR text.
There it is, and we're still focused on the VR text bookshelf. I'm going to up arrow.
$VR music, $VR audible. $VRDTB.
There it is. I want to go into the VRDTB, DAISY Talking Books bookshelf, because this is where we put the DAISY books. I'm going to press enter.
Enter. Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected DAISY book dash climbing the...
And there we are. We're back to the level one folder, climbing the highest mountain. Now we know that every DAISY book on the Talking Books bookshelf is a folder, and I have a folder for Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking on the clipboard. All I need to do to copy it to this storage card is press the Control V or the Windows Paste command to paste it from the clipboard. I'll do that now.
Paste it. Copying 534 items left parent 128 MB right parent dialog. Cancel button. 2%.
I'm going to pause the recording while this transfers.
4%.
Okay, I've resumed recording.
96%.
We're almost finished. About 4 minutes have passed.
97%.
We're transferring 128 megabytes and over 500 files.
100%. E:\VRDTB. Items view multi-select list box. DAISY CNIB book dash Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
And now we see that there are three folders in the VRDTB reserved bookshelf folder. As an alternative to using the USB cable to connect the stream to my computer, I could have taken the SD card and inserted it into the SD card slot on my computer. If I did that, the computer would recognize the SD card as my E drive, just as it has done here, but the difference is that the transfer of the book would have been considerably faster. Okay, I'm going to Alt-Tab back to my computer hard drive.
Alt-Tab, C:\Users\Jerick\Documents\Books\DAISY,
And I'm going to down arrow.
DAISY CNIB book dash journey to independent. DAISY CNIB book dash CLI underline wik.zip.
And here's another book that I want to transfer. But you heard the ending of this book folder, .zip. if I this is a Windows 7 computer, so I can use the right arrow to go across and check the type of this file.
Date type, compressed left parent, zip right parent folder, 303.
And in fact, Windows tells me it is a zip compressed folder. Windows treats a zip file as a compressed folder.
Daisy CNIB book dash cli underline wick dot zip.
Therefore, I can open this zip folder like I would any other folder.
Enter C colon backslash users backslash Jared backslash documents backslash books backslash Daisy CNIB book dash cli underline wick dot zip. Items view multi select list box. Not selected Daisy CNIB book dash cli underline wick. File folder 1 of 1.
And inside the zip, we see there's another folder, and it is this folder that actually contains the book files. Now, the VictorStream cannot play zip folders, so in order to transfer this book, we must extract or take this folder from the zip file and transfer it over to the VRDTB bookshelf folder. So I'm inside the zip folder now. This is the container folder. The zip is a compressed container folder that contains my book folder. And I'm going to press spacebar on this book folder.
Space, Daisy CNIB book dash cli underline wick.
And I'm going to copy it to the clipboard like I did before.
Copied.
That's Control C. And then I'm going to Alt Tab back to my VRDTB reserve folder on my E drive. That's my SD card.
Alt tab, E colon backslash dollar VRDTB. Items view multi select list box. Daisy CNIB book dash Bonnie Stern.
And there we are. I'm going to now paste the CLIWIC book folder to this folder by pressing Control V, just as we did before.
Pasted.
And the transfer should 0%. Begin.
Copying 68 items left parent 77.6 MB right parent dialog. Cancel button.
So this is a smaller.
1%.
So this is a smaller book, fewer files, less space.
3%.
Again, I'll just pause the recording so that we can let this transfer occur.
6%. 98%.
And I've resumed the recording. A couple of minutes have passed.
99%. 100%. 5 seconds remaining dialogue. Cancel button. Cancel button. Daisy CNIB book dash cli underline wick.
And we've completed the transfer of the CLIWIC book. So now if I look at the VRDTB folder, we have 4 folders.
One item selected, graphic 7.
First I'll deselect that book.
Control space.
And then look at the status line.
4 items, graphic 700.
And indeed we have 4 items. If I go with my home key to the top of the VRDTB folder.
Home, Daisy book dash climbing the highest mountain.
There's our Climbing the Highest Mountain book that was on the sample SD to begin with.
Daisy Bookshare book dash Call of the Wild.
And the Call of the Wild book.
Daisy CNIB book dash Bonnie Stern's Essentials of Home Cooking.
And the Bonnie Stern's Essentials, which we just transferred.
Daisy CNIB book dash CLIWIC.
And CLIWIC, which we just transferred. So we've added 2 more books to our Daisy Talking Books bookshelf. I'm going to close the VRDTB bookshelf.
E colon backslash I.
And I'm back to my E colon SD card. I'm going to down arrow to the other books now because I want to transfer a book to my other books bookshelf.
Dollar VR Music. Dollar VR Notes. Dollar VR Other Books.
There it is. I'm going to open it. Press enter.
Enter E colon backslash dollar VR Other Books.
And now I'm going to Alt Tab to my C drive to copy the book.
Alt tab, C colon backslash users backslash Jared backslash documents backslash books backslash.
So now I'm back on my hard drive. I'm still inside of the zip compressed folder for the CLIWIC book. I'm going to close it.
C colon backslash users backslash Jared backslash documents backslash books backslash Daisy CNIB book dash CLI underline wick dot zip.
And there's the dot zip folder. And I want to close my Daisy books folder. So I'm going to do that now.
C colon backslash users backslash.
And now I want to down arrow to my other folder where I keep the other books that I want to transfer to the storage card.
Other.
There it is. I'm going to open it.
Enter. C colon backslash users backslash Jared backslash documents back.
And if I arrow down in this folder, we'll see what we have.
Trekker Breeze user guide.
There's the user guide for the Trekker Breeze sold by Humanware. I'm going to down arrow.
Infotech March May 2011.zip.
And the Infotech magazine produced by TNT Consultancy, I want to transfer this MP3 book to my other books bookshelf. So this is a recorded book. Let's open it and see what's inside.
Enter c:\\users\documents\docs\other\info-tech-march-may-2011.zip. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected 001 contents.mp3. MPEG layer 3.
We have MP3 file called contents.
002 bookstream.mp3.
So you see that this magazine has several. In fact, we can check the status line.
Control space, not 5 items trapped.
It has 5 MP3 files in it. I want to transfer all of these MP3 files, the entire book folder, over to the other books folder, VR other books on the storage card. So I'm going to close it.
Shell folder view, items view list box read only, items view multi-select list box, info-tech March May 2011.zip.
Now, the only problem is, it's a zip folder, and I cannot transfer a zip folder to the stream because the stream is not able to play zip compressed folders. So here again, we must transfer the 5 files inside the zip to a folder on the other books. There's 2 ways to do this. I can go back with Alt-Tab to my VR Other Books Reserve folder and create a folder for this Infotech magazine. And then I can go into the Infotech zip folder, select all the files, put them on the clipboard, and then switch back to the new folder I created on the SD card and paste them in there. But I'm a little bit lazy. I don't want to be bothered creating a folder on the SD card. So I'm going to let Windows do it for me. If I right-click on this zip folder, or in the case of using a keyboard, I can press the Applications key.
Applications, context menu, O, open, O.
And I get a context menu with some items on it that I can apply to this zip folder. I want to down arrow and look for something called Extract All.
Recognize images, extract all, dot, 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 T.
And there it is. This will open the Windows zip extraction wizard. Let's press enter on this.
Enter, leaving menus, c:\\users\documents\docs\other. Items view multi-select list box, info-tech March May 2011.zip.
And there we are. I'm going to press tab in this dialog.
Tab, browse, dot, 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 button, alt, tab, show extracted files when, tab, extract button, alt, tab, cancel button, tab, files will be extracted to this folder, colon, edit, c:\\users\documents\docs\other\info-tech-march-may-2011, alt plus F.
So Windows has decided it's going to extract these files to another folder located here on my hard drive where I am now. I do not want to do that. I want to extract to a folder on the E drive, my storage card. So I can, at this point, this is an edit field, I can type in the path where I want this folder to be extracted. Or, we heard there was a browse button. I can activate the browse button and browse to the folder that I want.
Tab, browse, dot, 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 but space, select the destination dialog, select the place where you want to extract the selected item, left paren, S right paren, then click the OK button, OK button.
So, we have another dialog now. We need to select the destination, as it says.
Tab, cancel button, tab, select the place where you want to extract the selected item, left paren, S right paren, then click the OK button, tree view.
So we've entered a tree view now, and if I down arrow in this tree view.
1, computer closed, 3 of 5.
We arrive at my computer. I want to open the computer branch. I'm going to right arrow.
Computer opened, 11 items.
I'm going to down arrow so I can find the E drive that's attached to my computer. That's my Victor Reader storage card.
2, S3 of 5670, DVDR, stream 2GB, left paren, E colon, right paren, closed.
And there it is. I'm going to open this with the right arrow.
Stream 2GB, left paren, E colon, right paren, opened, 7 items.
And I'm going to down arrow and look through these 7 items because we want the VR Other Books bookshelf folder that's on this E drive.
$3, VR Audible, $1, VR DT, $1, VR Music Club, $1, VR Notes, $1, VR Other Books closed.
And there it is.
Enter, browse, dot, dot, dot button, Alt plus R.
And we're back to the browse button. If I shift tab.
Shift tab, files will be extracted to this folder, colon, edit, E colon, backslash, $1, VR Other Books, Alt plus F.
And that's almost what we want, but I want to add a subfolder to other books because remember, every book on the VR Other Books must be a subfolder. So we need to put these files into their own subfolder. I'm going to press the N key to go to the end of this string.
End.
And I'm going to type backslash.
Backslash.
Infotech. May, June. So if we check what we've got for the path now, our destination of where to send the the MP3 files for this book, we have...
June. Files will be extracted to this folder, edit $VR other books /infotech/may-June.
That's fine. I'm going to press the tab.
Tab. Browse .tab. Show extracted files when complete. Checkbox checked. Alt plus H.
The Zip Wizard is conveniently checked this box. It's going to show me the files after they've been extracted and put in this folder. That's fine. We'll have a look at them when it's finished. So we'll leave this checkbox checked. I'll press tab.
Tab. Extract button. Alt plus E.
And we're on the extract button. I'll press space.
Space. Cancel button. Copying 5 items left parent 245 MB right parent dialog. Cancel button 0%.
So, once again, we're in the transfer mode.
1%.
The compressed zip 5 audio files are being transferred
2%.
To the E drive in the folder we specified. I'll pause the recording again. I've resumed the recording. We're almost finished the transfer.
100%. $VR other books /infotech/may-June. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected 001 contents.mp3.
Okay, and here are the 5 files that have been transferred to the storage card. They're being presented to us because we left that little checkbox in the Zip Wizard checked so that it would present the files to us. If I down arrow
002 bookstream.f 003 humanware.f 004 and Daisy Applic 005 contact details.mp3.
And there are the 5 files. If I close this folder,
shell folder view, items view list box read only, items view multi-select list box, infotech may-June 20.
There's the infotech folder that contains our book files.
Stream audio clips.
And we have the original stream audio clips folder.
Stream audio tutorial.
And the original stream audio tutorial folder. So there are now 3 books on the other books bookshelf. I'm going to Alt-Tab back to my computer hard drive.
Alt-Tab, C:\users\Jared\Documents\Books\Other.
And I'm going to up arrow. There is one more book in my other folder that I want to transfer over to the other book's bookshelf.
Trekker Breeze user got on his own 2 feet by Lane Cust.
On his own 2 feet. I'm going to open this book folder.
Enter, C:\users\
And I'm going to look at the first file.
Not selected chapter 01.mp3, chapter 02.mp3, chapter 03.mp3, chapter 04.mp3, chapter 05.mp3.
So you get the idea. This is a recorded audiobook. It's a commercial book that I purchased on an MP3 CD. And I copied all of the MP3 files from the CD into this folder that's called On His Own 2 Feet. That's the title of the book. I'm going to close this folder. So this is an example of a commercial audio recorded book that you would want to transfer over to the other books folder on the Stream SD card. It's not a Daisy book. It is recorded, but it's just comprised of MP3 files. I'm going to copy this folder onto the clipboard with Control C, just as we've done before. This is not a zip folder, so I don't have to worry about unzipping it. It's just a unzipped folder that contains MP3 files.
Space.
Let's just confirm that we're still focused on it.
On his own two.
Yes, we are. I'm going to copy it to the clipboard.
Copied.
And I'm going to Alt-Tab back to my storage card.
Alt-Tab, $VR other books, $VR other books, items view multi-select list box, stream audio tutorial.
And we're still in the VR other books reserve folder on the storage card. So I'm going to just hit the Control V shortcut to paste from the clipboard this book folder.
Pasted. Copying 37 items left parent 606 MB right parent dialog. Cancel button 0%.
And this is a very large book. It's starting to transfer now.
1%.
So once again, I'll pause the recording and we'll let this complete. I've resumed the recording.
100%. 5 seconds remaining dialogue. Cancel button. \\.
So we've completed that transfer. If I go to the top of my folder.
Home. Infotech May-June.
And arrow down through the book folders that we now have.
Stream audio clips. Stream audio tutorial. On his own 2 feet by Lane Cust.
We have now 4 books on the other books bookshelf of the Stream storage card. I only have one more book that I want to transfer, and this is a textbook. I'm going to go back to my computer.
Alt-tab, C:\users\Jarek\Documents\Books\Other.
And I don't want to be in my other folder. I want to be in my text folder. I'm going to close this.
Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Other. Podcasts. Text.
And there it is. I'm going to open it.
Enter. Shell folder view. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected interactive tutorial .doc.
I want to transfer the stream interactive tutorial file to the storage card. However, this is a Microsoft Word DOC file, which is not supported on the stream. The DOC format is not a very efficient format for the stream. Instead, it would be more efficient to play this as a TXT file, and even better, to play it as an HTML file. I know that there are headings inside of this Microsoft Word document, and if I save it as an HTML file, I will be able to navigate by those headings on the stream. I'm going to open this DOC file.
Enter. Microsoft Word. Interactive tutorial .doc left bracket compatibility mode right bracket.
If I use my JAWS screen reading command insert F6, it will list the headings that are in this document.
Heading list dialog, headings list view, introduction :1, what proven user interface, key describer :1, bookshelf :1, daisy recorded book playback :1, info and sleep keys :1, change TTS voices and -key 7, playbookshare.org ISO book :, other books left parent non -structured recorded books.
You can see that there's headings in this document to lead you through the steps to explore all the features of the stream. I'm going to close that dialog.
Escape, print, edit.
And I want to save this file to my E drive. But I need to save it as HTML. Microsoft Word will do the work for me. If I go to the file menu, save as.
Alt F, menu bar, open, convert, alt, save, can save a split button, alt followed by FA.
There it is. I'm going to open this dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, edit, save as dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, interactive tutorial, dot, doc, alt N.
That's what I want. I want to save it as interactive tutorial, but not as a DOC. I'm going to tab once.
Tab, save as type colon combo box, Word 97-2.
And the type of file that's going to be saved is Microsoft Word 97 DOC. I don't want that. I'm going to down arrow through this list of choices.
Word 97-2003 doc, Word template left parents doc, Word macro dash and Word 97-2 PDF left XPS document, single file web page left parent star dot, web page left parent star dot HTM semicolon star dot HTML right parent. Web page filtered left parent star dot HTM semicolon star dot HTML right parent.
That's what I want. I want to save it as a filtered web page type. That's a long way of saying HTML. The filtered means it will take out all of the Microsoft Office overhead that's built into the document. We don't need the Microsoft Office overhead because it's not relevant on the stream. So I'm going to use this filtered web page HTML format. And now I'm going to tab over to the save button.
Tab, 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 menu, tools, alt tab, leaving menus, save button, alt S.
And there it is. I'm going to press space.
Space. Microsoft Office Word dialog, saving interactive tutorial dot doc in this format, left parent web page, filtered right parent will remove office dash specific tag.
We know it's going to remove the office specific tags, that's okay, so I'm going to accept this.
Yes button to activate, press space bar, alt space, interactive tutorial dot htm left bracket compatibility mode right bracket, web layout, edit.
And now we're in the web layout version of the document. I don't need to be here because I've saved it in the format I want. I'm going to close the Microsoft Word.
Alt F4, C:\users\Jarek\Documents\Books\Text. Items view multi-select list box, interactive tutorial dot doc, 2010.
And now, we're back in my folder of text files.
Interactive tutorial dot htm.
And if I down arrow, I see that we have an HTML version of this file, just as expected. This is the one I want to copy to the stream. I'm going to Control C to put it on the clipboard.
Copied.
And I'm going to Alt-Tab over to my E:\ storage card.
Alt-Tab, E:\$VR other books.
And we're in the $VR other books. We don't want to be there. I'm going to close that.
E:\items\view\multi-select\list box, $VR other book.
And I'm going to down arrow to the $VR text bookshelf folder.
$VR podcast, $VR text.
Open it.
Enter, E:\$VR.
And I'm going to open the stream subfolder that I know is here.
Space, stream.
There it is, open.
Enter, shell folder view, items view list box read only, items view multi-select list box, not selected stream faq.ht.
And here's the stream frequently asked questions, also in an HTM format. I'm now going to paste my interactive tutorial file from the clipboard.
Pasted. interactivetutorial.htm.
And there it is. If I check the status line.
One item selected.
Oh, I'll unselect that so I can read the status line for the folder.
Control space, not selected, interactive to three items, graphic 200.
And we see from the status line we now have three items in this stream folder, and those are...
StreamFAQ.htm, StreamFAQ.tx, InteractiveTutorial.htm.
Just as expected. So, let's close the storage card.
Alt+F4.
And now, before we disconnect the stream from the computer, Windows recommends that we use the Safely Remove icon. The Safely Remove icon is on the desktop bottom right corner in the system tray. I can click on it with a mouse, but since I don't use a mouse, I'm going to bring up this list of system tray icons using my JAWS shortcut key, Insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, JAWS for Windows.
I know that the Safely Remove icon is on this menu. I'm going to jump to it by typing the letter S.
S, Safely Remove Hardware and Eject.
There it is, Safely Remove Hardware and Eject Media. I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Context menu, Open Devices and Printers, O.
I'm going to down arrow this little context menu that's just opened.
HCALAP-Eject Machine, Eject VR Stream, E.
Eject VR Stream, that's exactly what I want to do.
Enter, Safely Remove Hardware, : the USB mass storage device can now be safely removed from the computer.
Windows tells me I can safely remove this. I'll close this window.
Alt+F4.
Since it's safe to remove the device, I can now power off the stream. We have powered off the stream. Windows has made a little sound telling us that the device is removed. I can unplug the cable. By the way, all of the work that we've done in this section, transferring from my computer on the clipboard over to the VR reserved folders on the storage card, can be done another way. The way we showed you was with Windows copy and paste. In section 7 and 8, we're going to introduce you to the Humanware Companion program. This program comes on the Stream CD, and it's also available for free download from the Humanware website. The Humanware Companion program allows you to transfer books and files to the VR reserve bookshelf folders on the storage card, just as we did here. But the companion does all the work for you. It creates all the folders that are necessary on the storage card, and if there are any zip books on your computer, it also unzips them for you. With the companion, all you need to do is tell it where your book files are on your computer. It will present a list of titles for you at that location. You select the title you want to transfer and just press the Enter key. And the companion will transfer it to the storage card, even if it's a zip file. We'll do a complete tour of the Humanware Companion in Section 10. This is a very handy program that we encourage you to explore in detail. So this brings us to the end of the bookshelf section, and we're ready to do some playback and navigation.